اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School. Here today we have some of the students of Sevier International School again, Brother Ali Nasir, Hussein Ruhullah, Brother Hassan Nasrullah, and Fawad Haider. Salaamu alaikum, brothers, how are you?
Wa alaikum assalam.
Fine, Hassan? Hussein?
Yes.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Ali Nasir, Fawad? Are you
salam,
all right?
Alhamdulillah.
Salaam alaikum. Welcome, brothers. Today, inshallah, the same as our previous sessions, we'll work on one of the verses, Ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, which is the last ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah. Alhamdulillah, so far we've been doing great, and Allah Almighty has been blessing us, yes, with the opportunity to have the tafsir, yes, and tajweed of the Quran Kareem. So we have finished Surah Al-Baqarah, and this is the last ayah that we're going to do today. We'll have an explanation, and also we'll have the tajweed rules, inshallah, practically. Here we will mention, okay, in this session. Brothers and sisters, please stay with us till the end of this session. And thank you so much for being with us this whole time, having the Surah Al-Baqarah, right? Practicing Surah Al-Baqarah.
Yes,
so, before we start, the last surah, the last ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 286 on page 49. Let's listen to the recitation.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين.
Nice recitation. This is a long ayah also. So I'll read once. The first part of the ayah mentions an important point. Then the rest of the ayah, okay, talks about dua, how to make dua, actually. Yes, it shows us how to make dua. So, I will read once, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir. You should listen and practice, okay?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت
ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا
ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا
ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا
ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا
ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به
ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به
واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا
واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا
أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين
أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين
أحسنتم ما شاء الله ما شاء الله الله bless you إن شاء الله لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. If you don't have the ability to do it, if you can't fast, you're too much weak, don't do fasting. Okay? Don't do it. Yeah? There are certain rules, certain conditions, that if someone meets those conditions, he will be forgiven.
Question.
Yes.
So if that weakness is mm-hmm. like forever, like he has a stomach pain,
mm-hmm.
it's like forever.
Yes.
So you can fast for like...
So he doesn't have to fast
for like the yeah. rest of the life?
But yeah, but he has to do something instead. Yeah? You know this. Kafara, right? Okay. So, sometimes people say that, oh, like prayer is too difficult for me. But yeah, if you can't stand up and do the prayer properly, okay? Ali Nasir?
Yes.
For example, you have a back pain, okay? Backache you have. So just sit down. Your knees hurt you. Sit on a chair. Do the prayer. If you can't sit down still for what? Lie back. In your bed, do it.
Yeah.
If you can't do it as well, you cannot move yourself. You're so badly injured, okay?
Eyes.
With your eyes. If you still can't move your eyes, Allah Almighty says, it's okay, I forgive you. Do it by your
heart.
Your thought, okay?
Yes.
But may inshallah Allah Almighty bless us to be always healthy and do the prayers properly, okay? That's Allah Almighty, inshallah. He will forgive you. So that's it, okay? The message tells you this, but there are a lot of things, okay, about this ayah you can learn, okay, from the tafsir book, like Tafsir al-Namuna, Tafsir al-Mizan, Majma' al-Bayan, and the rest of the tafsir that you have, inshallah. Refer to them. Learn more about them. The rest of the ayah talks about some of the du'as that we ask Allah Almighty to forgive us in case we forgot to repent, in case we forgot the wajib things and the rest of things, okay? That we ask Allah Almighty to forgive us. We ask Allah Almighty not to, for example, ask us to do difficult things. Actually, things which are wajib, they're not difficult. If someone is a true believer, it's not difficult for him.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran?
What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with let's recite the Quran.
So guys, refer to the Tafasir book inshallah for more explanation, okay? This is the last ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah. We'll mention some of the important tajweed rules here in this ayah. Then inshallah, the next session will start Surah Ali Imran, inshallah. So, mashallah, to all of you that you are about to finish Surah Al-Baqarah, recite a salawat for yourselves.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil
farj. So, la yukallifullah, the same thing as I mentioned in the last session. Do not, be careful, don't pronounce it la yukallifullah. Yep. La yukallifullah, because the word la is kind of confusing for some of the students. If you say la yukallifullah, it means for sure Allah what? Tasks any soul beyond the capacity. This is wrong, yes? Yes. This is not what the ayah says.
La, so, la yukallifullah means doesn't or no.
Actually, the pronunciation of la is as well important. You say la yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha, right?
Yeah.
La yukallifullah. This is important. Okay. The word Allah, the lam in the word Allah, is pronounced heavily because there is a dhamma sound before. La yukallifullahu. Yukallifullahu, right?
Yes.
The rule says if you have a dhamma or a fatha sound before, pronounce the lam heavily. But if you have a kasra, pronounce it lightly. Like bismillah. Nafsan illa wusa'aha. Tanween plus hamza. Tanween plus hamza tells you, huh? The rule?
Idhar.
Yes. Pronounce the tanween sound correctly. Nafsan illa wusa'aha. And some of the reciters recite this way. La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wusa'aha. They try to pronounce the hamza lightly and smoothly. So
fast.
Fast or very easily. Not because hamza has a difficult pronunciation sometimes. La yukallifullahu nafsan illa.
Yeah.
A bit difficult, but if you read it this way, nafsan illa, it becomes easier, yes? Smoother, yeah. Much softer, sorry. Illa wus'aha, jim tells you, let's talk about those signs of stopping here. We have jim, we have qila, next one?
Jim.
Sila. These three we have, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, we have these three types. Jim, sila, qila. Jim tells you, Hassan?
It's jais to stop or continue.
MashaAllah. Ali Nasir, Qila tells you?
Better to stop.
Better to stop. Waqf is better than wasl. Al-waqfu awla
bil-wasl.
So, Hussein, Sila tells you? Just
better
the opposite.
Better to continue.
Better to continue. Just the opposite. So, these signs of stopping. Next one. Laha ma kasabat wa alayha ma... Ma iktasabat, right?
Yes.
But yeah. If you join these two words together, ma and iktasabat, skip hamzatul wasl, skip the alif mat.
Yes.
Maktasabat.
Maktasabat.
Right, maktasabat. Then the next one, the next rule is Rabbana la tu'akhidna. The mat here is not wajib, right?
Yes.
It is? Jais.
Yes.
Hamza is not in the same word. Okay.
Yeah.
In nasina, noon plus noon. Noon sakin plus noon.
Idgham.
Idgham. Merge the sound. In nasina aw akhtana.
Idgham mithlain.
So, idgham, yes, idgham mithlain. But akhtana, the ta has to be pronounced heavily. It's a heavy sound. Akhtana. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما إخفاء إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا قاف حسين قاف heavy sound it has a heavy sound من قبلنا
قلقلة
قلقلة قبلنا right so there is stuff the ayah inshallah I want you to work on them we don't have much time so brothers and sisters thank you so much for being with us the whole time practicing surah al-baqarah brothers and sisters Fawad Hassan Hussein and Ali Nasir here thank you so much for being with us inshallah next session we will start surah Ali Imran stay with us stay with IRIB English Radio we thank IRIB English Radio and also Sevilla International Schools see you inshallah in the coming session walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala muhammadi wa alihi at-tahirin
Allahumma salli ala muhammad wa ali muhammad wa ajil
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه